Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. In Australia, at least 12 people, including one shooter, have been killed in an attack at Sydney's Bondi Beach today in what has been declared a terrorist incident. The second shooter is in police custody and is in critical condition. 29 people have been injured in the incident, including two police officers. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese called the incident shocking and distressing. Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Saar said that he's appalled by the shooting attack and called the incident the result of an anti-Semitic rampage on the streets of Australia over the past 2 years. Prime Minister Narendra Modi strongly condemned the ghastly terrorist attack. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, India stands in solidarity with the people of Australia in this hour of grief. Mr. Modi added that India has zero tolerance towards terrorism and supports the fight against all forms and manifestations of terrorism. President Draupadi Murmu has said that every unit of energy saved reflects a sense of responsibility towards nature and demonstrates care and sensitivity for future generations. Addressing a gathering on the National Energy Conservation Day in New Delhi today, the president emphasized that energy conservation is no longer just an option, but a necessity of the present time. She said India has taken significant steps in the areas of energy conservation and clean energy transition.
भारत ने क्लीन एनर्जी की प्रतिबद्धताएं समय सीमा से पहले ही पूरी कर ली है ये हमारी ऊर्जा दक्षता और डीकार्बोनाइजेशन की दिशा में बड़ी उपलब्धि है राष्ट्रीय स्तर पर प्रधानमंत्री सूर्यघर मुफ्त बिजली योजना शुरू की गई है जिसके तहत घरों में रूफटॉप सोलर सिस्टम्स लगाए जा रहे हैं इसमें उन घरों को मुफ्त बिजली मिलेगी और फॉसिल फ्यूल पर निर्भरता कम होगी
The president also felicitated the winners of the National Energy Conservation Awards or NECA 2025 and National Painting Competition on Energy Conservation 2025. The BJP Parliamentary Board has appointed senior party leader Nitin Naveen as the national working president of the party with immediate effect. Nitin Naveen is currently serving as a minister in the Bihar government. Earlier today, Union Minister of State for Finance and 7-time MP Pankaj Chaudhary was elected as President of party's Uttar Pradesh unit. Alongside the state president, BJP completed the election of its National Council members from Uttar Pradesh. A total of 120 new members were elected. The Directorate of Education of Delhi has ordered all schools to conduct classes for students up to class 9 and for class 11 in a hybrid mode, in view of the deteriorating air quality in the national capital. The decision follows an order issued by the Commission for Air Quality Management, invoking Stage 4 actions under the Graded Response Action Plan or GRAP with immediate effect to curb further worsening of air pollution levels in Delhi NCR. For students of classes 10 and 12, classes will continue to be held in schools. Stage 4 curves include a ban on all construction activities and on the entry of non-essential polluting trucks into Delhi. The Delhi government has also directed all government and private offices in the city to shift at least 50% of their staff to work from home. BJP today hit out at the Congress for allegedly creating confusion over the Special Intensive Revision or SIR of the electoral rolls process. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, party spokesperson Sambit Patra said that extensive discussions on electoral reforms had already taken place in Parliament. He noted that during these discussions, Union Home Minister Amit Shah had responded point by point to all the questions raised by the opposition. Congress Party is holding a rally in Delhi's Ram Leela Maidan today on election issues. Senior party leaders, including President Mallikarjun Kharge and Rahul Gandhi, are expected to address the gathering. In the Under-19 Asia Cup 2025, chasing the target of 241 set by India, Pakistan were 145 for 9 in 40 overs at the ICC Academy ground in Dubai when reports last came in. Due to rain, the match has been reduced to 49 overs. India were all out for 240 in 46.1 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.